A controversial agreement to grant Ukrainian diplomats visa-free access to South Africa has sparked outrage within political circles. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. South Africa's Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber, who is from a different party to the president, announced the deal on Sunday, terming Ukraine a valued ally. But the presidency has criticized Schreiber for announcing the agreement without formal authorization from President Cyril Ramaphosa. Critics see the deal as an affront to South Africa's long-standing relationship with Russia, though the country has remained neutral on the conflict in Ukraine. The African National Congress, ANC, has sharply differed with the Democratic Alliance, DA, its largest coalition partner, over the country's relationship with Russia. The ANC, which has governed South Africa since the end of apartheid 3 decades ago, lost its majority in May's general election, forcing it into a deal with other political parties. How Putin has given South Africa a big diplomatic headache. Why Russia's invasion of Ukraine still divides Africa. Recently, Ramaphosa angered the DA by calling Russia a valued friend during the BRICS summit in Kazan. The DA has previously criticized Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. I have signed an historic agreement granting visa-free access to our country for Ukrainian holders of diplomatic, official and service passports, and vice versa, Schreiber posted on X. The minister defended the decision, highlighting Ukraine's support of South Africa during its struggle against apartheid. But the presidency hit back and said that Schreiber's announcement was premature since he had no authorization from the president. It is unclear how the minister can announce the signature of an international agreement without prior formal authorization to do so, Ramaphosa's spokesperson Vincent Magwenya responded on X. On Monday, International Relations Minister Ronald Lamela hosted his Ukrainian counterpart Andriy Sybiha and said the agreement is yet to be concluded and signed. Once all the diplomatic processes have been concluded, the agreement will be signed and we will announce once all those processes have been followed, Lamela added. The spokesperson for the Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF, which is not part of the coalition government, Leanne Matthies, condemned the deal as a betrayal of South Africa's solidarity with Russia. Former President Jacob Zuma's fledgling opposition party, Umkhonto we Sizwe, MK, has also urged Ramaphosa not to sign the agreement. The agreement with Ukraine is aimed at facilitating an influx and quasi-evacuation of defeated right-wing Ukrainians to South Africa by the racist pro-white imperialist DA, MK party spokesperson Lamela Nulla told local media. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.